Roger. Well, that's, I go, that's cool. I mean, I still don't like the idea of the stamp, but it is what it is for now, right? I think if they get rid of it, you know, you're going to see a lot. They're easy to manufacture. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of machine shops that could go into production tomorrow. I think what will ultimately happen is, you know, there might be a rush, you know, and for a little while people gear up and tool up, you know, there might be a rush. But I think in short order, they'd probably have this stuff pumping it out, and the prices would probably plummet. And, it looks like I may be the first one in the shop this morning. Interesting. Oh, no. Georgie Borgie's in there. He just hasn't turned the lights on yet. And Paul. Holy cow. And, geez, oh, Pete. Bunch of guys in there, they just don't like the lights on. All right. I'll listen out to your final, and then I got to jump inside. W8FU.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that it will quickly normalize inventory. I think you probably have a six-month rush that these companies can't handle. And I think there's going to be tiered quality that you'll get. You're going to be able to get some that are $100 and, you know, they're going to not last. And then you're going to be able to get some, like, from the companies that we already know, and they're going to be good quality, higher-end stuff, and it will be fun if it changes, because I don't know why, for health and safety, you wouldn't put a suppressor on every single firearm you own. I just think it's so good. It's so for your ears. For the people around you, it's just, it would be a great thing to be able to utilize for that health and safety aspect. And have a great day, Sean. I will catch up with you maybe this afternoon, or I'll talk to you tomorrow. KEA RUH.